Welcome to A Big Heart, a podcast about living with heart disease. I'm Mike Papali, and I'm the president and founder of In a Heartbeat, a nonprofit organization with a mission to prevent death from sudden cardiac arrest. I went into sudden cardiac arrest at age 17 and have been living with heart disease for over a decade. This podcast will dissect the physical and emotional obstacles of living with heart disease and how to overcome them. I am inviting you to join me on my personal journey of living as a heart disease patient. The ultimate goal of this podcast is to help heart disease patients of all ages live a long and normal life. Welcome everyone to the next episode of A Big Heart, a podcast about living with heart disease. A Big Heart is powered by In a Heartbeat. In a Heartbeat is a nonprofit organization with the mission to prevent death from sudden cardiac arrest. This is done by donating AEDs, providing CPR and AED training, raising money for research projects, providing support to patients, and offering free ECGs to children, teens, and young adults. To learn more about In a Heartbeat, visit www.inaheartbeat.org. All right, podcast family, welcome back to a very delayed next episode of A Big Heart. I hope everybody had a safe, fun, nice, long 4th of July weekend. It seemed to fly by, and I want to officially apologize for the delay in posting a new episode. I checked today, and it has been 2 months, which I'm not proud of. And I need to do a better job at being consistent, and that is 100% completely on me. And I have a bunch of excuses to why I haven't been, and how crazy life has been. And again, those are all excuses, but you know, for In a Heartbeat, we've been organizing screenings, donating AEDs. We host a bunch of fundraising events throughout the spring and summer. We have a fundraising event at Stony Creek Brewery in Brantford, Connecticut, on July 25th, and our annual golf tournament, which takes place at Wallingford Country Club in Wallingford, Connecticut, on Monday, September 27th. So planning, organizing, making sure those are fun events for those who attend, and obviously help make us some money so we can continue to fulfill our mission. Additionally, you know, I'm working for DFibTech, the AED manufacturer, full-time. And my role there is continuing to grow, which is great. No complaints about that. It's something I'm super passionate about. Obviously, it's one of the four main AED manufacturers right now in the United States. So I love to do work with them. And finally, I have a long-term project that I've been working on for years now that I'm working hard on finishing. And I'm not going to talk about it now in this episode, but my hope is to announce it in the next one. So keep your eyes out for that. And on top of everything, I was living in Wallingford, Connecticut, and over the 4th of July weekend, I moved down to a nice apartment in Stamford, Connecticut, which is right on the border of New York, for those who are not from Connecticut. And as happy as I am to be here, as beautiful as it is now, moving is the worst. So it was a heck of a weekend. But anyway, now to the important stuff. This week's episode, we're going to jump right back into here. It's an interesting one, and it's a topic that I think is important for everybody. Obviously, here on this podcast, we focus on heart disease and heart disease patients and cardiac arrest survivors. But I think this week's episode is really relevant to anyone, and anybody that's visiting a doctor, whether it's for your annual physical or more frequently because of a disease or a condition that you have. So in this episode, we're going to talk about the importance of patients advocating for their own health. And I think this is really important because it's important for patients to take control of their life and their health as well. So what we want to start with here is, what does that mean? You know, what does it mean to advocate for your own health? Well, we'll start with this. So the first thing is, it's your relationship with your doctor. And in my opinion, and with my coaching and basketball background and sports background, I feel like my relationship with my doctor is like we're on the same team, right? We have the same goal in mind, and we're going to work together to achieve it. It's not Mike versus the doctor. It's not you versus your doctor. You should be working with your doctor, kind of like a teammate, to achieve your goals and your ultimate health and life aspirations. So what does it mean? How do you do it? So first thing is you have to speak up. Don't just show up at your appointments and listen and not say a word, not, you know, really be focused on what the doctor is saying, not have any input. Speak up. First of all, ask questions. If anything is concerning to you, if there's something you don't understand, remember, doctors are brilliant. Doctors went to school for many years to do what they do. So sometimes their explanation of something might be confusing you, and that's okay. I've been there. You know, I've sat across from a doctor that's explained things to me, and I don't necessarily understand everything they're saying, especially early on in the process when I was first diagnosed and I was learning all about hypertrophic cardiomyopathy and the disease and what it was going to look like for my, you know, long-term life. So ask questions. Second thing is express your concerns. You know, things that you're feeling, things that you're worried about. You know, it's important for your doctor to hear these things, because if they don't, they're not going to be able to accurately help you in the way that they're capable of doing. You know, express your needs and your preferences. You know, I think it's really important that, again, you know, be a little prepared when you show up for your doctor's appointments. Be ready to have a voice and express your opinions. And that's okay. It's okay for your doctor to hear your opinions. Another thing is do your own research, right? We have this great tool, Google, that you can really research anything. And obviously you want to make sure you're reading from a credible, you know, medical source when you are. But do your research and learn about the disease on your own. And maybe you know, read about something that you can bring to the table. You can talk to your doctor about it. You can ask questions about it. And it might be something that maybe your doctor didn't think about applying to you, but you do some research on it and it does. So do some research on your own. You know, don't just take every little piece of, you know, what the doctors are saying. Obviously, that's really important. It's really valuable. And they're doing everything they can to keep you safe. But it's important to learn on your own as well. So I kind of have right here for you a step-by-step process for advocating for your health. And ultimately, like we talk about in every episode, the goal is to live a long and normal life. And again, we talked about how we think that is possible. Again, not something that's going to happen overnight. But in my opinion, advocating for your health and doing these six steps is what's going to help you get there. So step one, define your long-term quality of life goals. And this isn't something that's easy to do. It's very easy to just kind of be in the present, have all these possibly negative emotions, maybe some positive emotions about what's going on, your diagnosis, and the overwhelming things that come with that. But take some time and think about, okay, what do I want my life to look like in 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, 50 years? And define that. You know, what do you want your day-to-day life to look like? You know, how do you want to feel on a day-to-day basis, both physically and mentally? What are your hobbies that you want to continue to do? What are the things that make you happy? And ultimately, what matters most when it comes to your health? And I think it's important to take some time on your own, sit down and think about these things, write them down, but type them in the notes app in your phone, have a journal. But it's important to define what your long-term quality of life goals are, because if you don't know, then you don't know what you're working for. And obviously, you know, step two is now tell your doctor those goals. And not only is it important for you to know those goals and to have them written down, but it's important for your doctor to know them, to understand them, and work with you to help make sure they come true. And your doctor can't help you reach your goals if they don't even know what they are. So tell your doctor. And then ask him, how can we work together to make sure we achieve these health goals and these life goals? Step three is do your part. And when I say do your part, obviously, like we talked about in the beginning, we want this to be like a teammate relationship, working together to ultimately keep yourself safe and happy and doing all the things that you love to do. But you have to do your part. You know, your doctor is going to give you things you need to do, and your doctor is going to do everything in their power to keep you safe. So it's really important that you listen to the restrictions, because there could be some restrictions and you might not like those, and you might have to adjust some of the things that you love to do. But it's really important that you listen to your restrictions. Take your medications. Okay, your doctor is not prescribing you medications just for the heck of it. Your doctor is prescribing you medication because it's going to help keep you healthy and safe. So take it consistently. Use a pill box. Have a checklist. Make sure you're checking it off. Take your medicine consistently at the right times, and that'll put you in a position to be able to do the things that you want to do. You know, consider the diet and exercise expectations that your doctor has for you, right? We're talking about ultimately being happy, living a long and healthy and normal life. So it's important to consider those, because different heart diseases come with different diet restrictions and different exercise expectations. And some people need to follow those. And finally, you know, listen to your doctor's wishes about alcohol and smoking. We know that the negative health effects that alcohol and smoking can have on someone that doesn't have heart disease. So talk to your doctor about it. You know, what are your drinking habits? And make sure that, you know, they're consistent with what's going to keep you healthy and safe. So that's step three, do your part. Step four, be open and honest. Okay, there's different feelings, again, both physical and emotional, that you get every single day. Some of them really, really good. Some of them really, really bad. Understand that it's okay to sometimes have really bad feelings, really bad emotions, really negative emotions, maybe some really negative physical symptoms. But what's most important is that we accept that these things might happen. You might feel crappy one day, but it's really important to tell your doctor how you are feeling. And then ask questions. Why do you think I'm feeling this way? Is there something I did? This is what I did this week, and this is how I felt after. What do you think I need to stop doing? What do you think made me feel that way? And again, be open and honest with your doctor so they can help you. Step five, write it down. You're going to go to your doctor, whether it's once a month, once a year, twice a year, once every couple years. And your doctor is going to give you a whole bunch of information. And the last thing you want to do is walk out the door and not remember any of it. So write it down. Ask for a report. Keep a journal. Keep track of the symptoms you're having. Keep track of the medications you're supposed to be taking. Keep track of the activities that you do. Keep track of the things that make you feel really, really good. Keep track of the things that make you feel not so good. And what this is going to do is it's going to keep everything in order for you, and it's going to allow you to remember, allow you to kind of recap and go back and say, okay, 6 months ago I was doing this and it made me feel really good. I need to get back to that. Or I felt like this before. Let me look back and see what I think causes so I can stop. Write it down. Write down how you're feeling. Write down the things that your doctor tells you. And the sixth and final step, be patient and be positive. And we talk about this a lot again. This feeling of, you know, being normal or feeling really good about yourself, it doesn't happen overnight. Take it slow. You know, work with your doctor. Develop a trust with your doctor. Again, ultimately, if you don't trust your doctor, if you don't believe what they're saying, you know, how are you going to apply the things they're saying to your life and allow your doctor to have a positive impact on your life? So develop a relationship with them. Be open with them. Talk to them. And ultimately, learn to trust them. And finally, believe in the process of reaching your health goals and stick to it. Don't give up. Just because you had one bad day, just because one thing didn't go the way you wanted it to, don't give in. So those are the six steps about advocating for your health. And I'm just going to run through them again really quickly. Step one, define your long-term quality of life goals. Step two, tell your doctor those goals. Step three, do your part. Listen to the doctor. Do what they're telling you to do. Step four, be open and honest. Tell your doctor the good, the bad, and the ugly. Not every day is going to be a great day. And be willing to accept that and be open about it. Step five, write it down. Keep a journal. Right? Write down the things that make you feel good, the things that make you feel bad. So you can go back and remember. And step six, be patient and positive. So those are the six steps that I think, you know, can lead to advocating for your health. And speaking from a personal standpoint, I've been really lucky. I think I've had great medical care from some great doctors over the course of my life that I truly do trust, and I truly feel like we're on the same team. It probably didn't happen the day they told me I was diagnosed with hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. I didn't necessarily trust them then. But that trust was built up over time. It was multiple appointments, some lows, some highs, some in between, to me really developing that relationship where we're working together to allow myself to, number one, stay safe, stay healthy, and live a long and normal life. So I challenge each and every one of you, consider these things, think about if you're doing them, and really, really start to understand the importance of advocating for your own health. It's only going to help you in the long run. So that wraps up another episode of A Big Heart. I want to again apologize for the 2-month delay from getting an episode out. We're going to be right back here next week with another episode, and we're going to talk about exercise, and I'm going to talk about my personal journey with exercise. You know, how it took me a while to get there and where I am now with it. So until then, I appreciate you listening. Stay healthy, stay safe, and I look forward to hearing from you soon. Thank you so much for listening to A Big Heart, a podcast about living with heart disease. If you liked this episode, it would mean so much to me if you could give it a rating and a review on Apple Podcasts. Like anything in life, the goal is to improve. Please provide any feedback you have, any topics you want to hear, or any guests that can provide value to our listeners. You can message us on Instagram at A Big Heart Podcast, or send us an email at mike@inaheartbeat.org. To learn more about In a Heartbeat and the programs we provide, please visit www.inaheartbeat.org. That is www.inaheartbeat.org.